I never felt I could. So it started early. I can remember my first diet when I was 10 years old. And I thought my world had come to an end, having to be put on a diet because I wanted my ears pierced and the doctor wouldn't pierce them. I felt that I was not normal. I couldn't be a normal person like every other little girl that wanted their ears pierced, and I had to go on a diet. It lasted 2 weeks. I did get my ears pierced. My mom had gotten self-piercers, but it really drove home that I was not normal, but I wanted to be normal. And I continued through my life with diet after diet. I would lose and then I'd regain. And I'm sure every one of you understand that dance, the two-step. And I loved to dance, but man, I didn't like that kind of dancing. The food did get worse over the years, to the point where 15 years ago, I was well over 600 pounds. I was powerless. But I didn't admit to that because I felt it was my fault that I was the way that I was. But I could not keep weight off. I could lose, but I could not keep it off. I know that when my husband took sick, I didn't know how I was going to take care of him. Didn't know how. I could barely walk from here to there without getting breathless. But there was nothing else that I could do but focus on him and help him. My health was not good. I had a hernia where my gut was fully outside the abdominal wall. I had had a surgery where my size just pushed everything out. I was on 3 needles of insulin a day, 170 units of insulin. I had high blood pressure, but I stayed away from the doctors. And that was soon discovered after the fact. I had rotted every teeth. My teeth were rotted and fractured from the amount of sugar that I intake. I wouldn't go to the dentist. I would jab my gums when they would get infected to release the pain from it because I did not want to go. My life I lived, every bit of money went to food. When my husband took sick, we had to go into bankruptcy for the sum of over 40 some thousand. 23 was mine, 20 some was his. And the upkeep of the home, it went downhill because the money went to food. Always told ourselves, we can't afford that, we can't afford that. And that was a false thing in my head that I always told myself. And now, I don't need to say that in my head because I have the program to get rid of the old ideas. So here it was. My husband took sick. I was focusing on him. The weight started to drop off. Like any diet you go on, you can drop some weight. And then he died 9 months later. And I struggled. I finally did go to the doctor. And he put me in to see a surgeon. 18 months later, I finally seen that surgeon. And I felt it was a surgeon to see to fix my hernia repair because I had landed in the hospital several times. And they said, you need to get weight off. You need to get this fixed or you'll be dead if it perforates. But it never really shocked me into losing weight. Oh, I would try, but it just couldn't. Stop eating. When I went and arrived at that doctor's office or the surgeon's office, I realized that he was no just general surgeon to fix hernia repairs. He was a weight loss surgeon. I was surprised, but when he asked and questioned my commitment and then said that he would take me into his program and I would lose 30 pounds and then do a weight loss surgery and then fix my repair, being a little pissed off that he questioned my commitment, I went home and I studied up his program. I was going to show him. And in 9 months, I lost 200 pounds. I went into a transference of restriction and I went into exercise bulimia. It was the total opposite of what I was used to, but it was my new feel good. I didn't have to touch food and I was obsessed with getting thin. I might have lost over 400 pounds and I might have lost 80% of my stomach, but I was still sick in the head. Even at my lowest weight, I still felt fat. And after the last surgical appointment that I had, because I had three surgeries in 6 months, I went into a huge binge of mass proportions that scared the hell out of me. And I hope I never forget how I felt that day, because I felt like something had taken over my body and I couldn't stop eating. And I wanted to, but I couldn't. That is what this disease does. It takes over every bit of your life. Did that take, that's when I went to OA for my first time. But in hearing that you people giving up their alcoholic foods, etc., no, I should be able to hold on to them. Still wasn't ready to accept that I was not normal. I wanted to be normal. And I walked away from OA after that first meeting. Never went back for six, like it suggests. And I stayed away for 6 years. And I regained 169 pounds. And it was getting worse. And my diabetes was coming back. My high blood pressure was coming back. And I felt my repair was going to bust open, which I had repaired twice. I'm at high risk. And here I was faced, do I die or do I live? And I knew my only solution was in the 12 steps. And finally, when I tried 2 days in a row to try to stop eating again and failed, I knew from what I had read about the allergy of craving and the mental obsession, I knew that I was an addict and there was nothing that I could do to stop. When I finally came to that realization in my desperation, I knew that I had to surrender to a higher power greater than myself to remove the sanity that I was living. After I had had that big binge, I had even wanted to commit suicide, held the needle of insulin and whatnot in my hands, but I couldn't do it. Didn't even tell the mental health people that I was considering suicide. I was an actor. I was the whole nine yards. I was powerless. I was hopeless. But when I finally was desperate, that was the moment that I was ready to let go and let God do it. And from that moment, I have to say, my life has been a hell of a lot better, a hell of a lot better. Doesn't stop the craziness of this world from happening. It doesn't at all. But man, what a way to live. So when I decided that steps 1, 2, and 3 came very fast and fierce for me. And when I decided that this is what I wanted, I knew I had to get those steps done. It was a matter of life and death. I did my step 4, cleared away the crap that was taking me back to the food.
It's 10 minutes, Melanie.
Okay, great. Steps 4 through 9 taught me how to live in the steps. It set me up for knowing how to do my step 10s daily. And I don't wait until the end of the night. I do spot checks through the day. I clear away the crap when it's needed. Because if I don't, I know that I will build up, have that build up that will take me back to the food. And if I'm going back to the food, I know that I've missed an awful lot. I relied upon my higher power for everything, not just the food. Every detail of my life was unmanageable. I was powerless over everything. So what did I do about the food aspect? Once I decided that this is the way of living, I took and I wrote down every alcoholic food that I had. These foods I surrendered to my higher power. I will not take the first bite. I can't. This is my commitment to my higher power. I surrender that every day. Why do I do it every day? Because I'm a compulsive eater and I'm not cured of this. I only have a daily reprieve every day. Only focus on the 24 hours. So I wrote down all of my alcoholic foods and I wrote them down. These are the foods that I will not touch again. I wrote down a list of my behaviors because my behaviors take me back to that food too. And then I incorporated that into my daily food plan. I put it into action and I turned my sights onto the steps so that I could get through them and know a new way of living. I completed the steps, the big book way, in less than a month. And maybe a person might think that's a little bit of obsessive, but you know, I'm an obsessive person. I always lived in the extremes and I'm grateful that I did because I recovered. And all 9-step promises did come true for me and they continue to come true every day. I never understood what living in the steps or working the steps. It frustrated me when I'd hear people say, oh, I got to work the steps. What are you talking about? I don't understand it. I already completed them. But as I progressed in my recovery, I realized I'm not perfect. These character defects that I have are always going to pop up. In God's time is when he takes them. So, you know, if it happens, it happens for a reason. Acceptance is the answer to all of my problems today. And that was a hard one to get through my head. So hard that I put a sign up on my counter, and you can see it behind me. I always like visuals to train the brain differently. And I knew that if I put it on the wall, it would become a part of the wall and I wouldn't even pay attention to it. So I put that pegboard on my counter. Every time I would hit it by mistake, it would go all over the place. And I would just curse like a sailor when that first happened. And I would stop. Okay, that's a disturbance. Why? Why am I mad? Because it went all, oh, it's not doing what I want it to do. I'm taking back my self-will again. It taught me how to work those steps through and pull back the will and give it back over to my higher power. Find out why. Why is it that I did? Oh, I want things happen my way. Let it go. Take responsibility and move on. And that's what my program teaches me. When I feel disturbed, I get that cleared away. Take responsibility, take action, and move on. So now I just have to be cautious of the way I hit that on the counter. And if it falls, it falls. It's okay. I pick them up and put it in. Learning those things early on set me up to be able to accept life on life's terms. That's what this program has taught me. Anything in this life is going to happen because that's what life is. Whether someone is sick in my life, whether if I've lost them through to death, or whether if someone I feel has hurt me. But if they've hurt me, it's something inside of me that has disturbed me. Because if I'm at peace, how can it hurt me unless they have a stick and they're beating me? But I have learned that my emotions are my emotions, and it's okay to feel. And that's huge for me because I used to stuff myself. To think that I've gone through the loss of friends, the loss of relationships, and not eaten over and been able to feel, it's okay to feel. It doesn't feel good, but I'll live. It's okay. And it's through those times that I'm able to work my program, live in those steps, that the spiritual awareness comes about, that I'm relying upon my higher power to take me through anything. I'm not alone. Even though my crazy brain will tell me, you're no good, no one loves you. And I struggle with that because it's ingrained in my whole being for 57 years. And it's going to take time to change that mindset. But I'm okay with it because I have the 12 steps to be able to bring it back about. This is a great way of living. And when I had said that I'd went into bankruptcy and that, and saying I can't afford this or I can't afford that, I'm living on Canada Pension Disability, which is not much. But it is enough. No matter what I do, there's opportunities of jobs that my gifts are used to create money. And it always is supplied by my higher power. I was able to sell things and sell my baked goods to buy these teeth in my head because I had to have every tooth taken out of me because of my compulsive eating. And I'm not afraid to say that to anybody. I've helped others that are struggling in the same aspect. God uses my past to help another. That gives me purpose in my life for once. Is there still things that are going to happen? Yeah. But I'm like the bird on the branch of a tree. If it breaks, I know I have wings that I'll be able to fly and not be hurt. I'm okay no matter what. And that's what the 12 steps and this way of living has given me. No matter what I'm faced with, I am okay. And food doesn't even play a part in it. I eat 3 meals a day, no in between, no evening eating. It's just a way for me to be healthy and stay healthy. And maintaining healthy body weight just blows me away. I just focus on living and getting outside of myself to help another. Whether if they're in OA or whether if they're in my life, it's all the same. The things that I learn from others is so valuable. That's where I learn the traditions. And I can't avoid them if I want to be around others. And isolation is where my disease breeds. So I have to get out of myself and help another, especially if I can't figure things out. There, I can tell you so many things that has happened in my life that God has shown me that he has my back. I call him God winks. I'm living in an apartment. I had to move out of my home my first year in abstinence. And here I am living in an apartment with my adult son. I think I heard her say that I have 1 minute left. I'm not sure. Okay. And we've been here 4 years. I've gone through an awful lot, even a person buying this house and close to eviction. I started to hate that landlord. And I said, God, you can't do this. I can't go there. Please give me, what am I supposed to do? Okay, I've got to learn to communicate with him. I've got to give him love, tolerance, patience, kindness. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I got to get out of myself and help somebody. And I went and served a meal on Christmas Day in volunteering. The last people that we had served that day were people from outside of the country, the same nationality as my new landlord. And it was a good feeling. We gave of ourselves and they were awesome. They took pictures of us, etc. And I said, see, thank you, God, for showing me that in my brain, I can conjure all kinds of crap.
It's That's time, Melanie.
Well, thank you. 1.5 months later, I found out that he was actually the person that was my landlord that we served that day. God works in mysterious ways. And he said that we'll always have a place with him because of the kindness that I've shown him. It's amazing what God can do when we put our faith in God. Food doesn't even take resonance. This is an awesome program. Program works when I work it, and I'm worth it. And so is each and every one of you. We're not cured. We have one day at a time, a daily reprieve from this addiction that we have. And thank you for allowing me to share. With that, I'll pass.
Oh, Melanie.